Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Wasn't ready for this song. Do like this song, though.
What is this from?
You don't know?
It sounds like Jersey Boys or something.
From a scene in Rocky.
Oh, wow. I don't remember this. You mean from the first one?
Yeah. They're by the fire. Like the
oh, you mean they do the fire?
The trash.
I don't remember this one.
Rock walks past them.
I didn't. Yeah, that's
man, it's a good song. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. And no, I'm not taking it back. At least not yet. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Should I take back the take that the NFC East is over? And what is your confidence level right now that the Eagles will win this division? I was super confident to the point a month ago, we raised a banner. I mean, Kyle and I were all in. A lot of you guys were with me, by the way. And everyone's now like, oh, you know, you jinxed them. Right? We raised the banner. We celebrated. Hugh famously sat out the celebration.
Well, you sat out. Because I had vision in my third eye. Nothing's ever over.
You know what? If you had vision, maybe you could have told us because the Cowboys were like, 200-1 to win the division.
I mean,
you didn't really have much vision.
I did tell you that. And mm-hmm. I think if I'm not mistaken, I mm-hmm. told you that I might have been premature in taking them out when I pulled them out of the.
Kiss the baby.
Yeah. I said it wrong.
Yeah,
it
I know what you meant. I knew what you meant.
You're going to be all right today, man?
No, he's not.
I'm not.
Between the iPad and whatever else is going on.
Take it back.
All right. Can we hear from Dak Prescott? This was from after the Cowboys-Eagles game a couple weeks ago when they came back on the Philadelphia Eagles. It certainly sounds like they've got real belief down there now.
Yeah, that game was needed. And no, never blinked, never had any doubt, and 1,000% believed from the beginning. I mean, There was times, right, I'm telling guys, believe. And then there was a moment there in the fourth quarter where a book goes, believe. And I go, I know. Like, we're done with the believe. We've believed long enough, and we've got ourselves back in this game. Like, now you've got to know. And so that's just it's a testament to this brotherhood, sticking together, going down 21 against the defending Super Bowl champs in a division game is tough.
Well, it was a ridiculous game. I mean, just that game really set the scene for where we are now, right? If the Eagles finish that game, this division is a wrap. It almost doesn't even matter what happens the rest of the season. The idea the Cowboys could come back after getting swept by the Eagles would have been just impossible. But the Eagles opened the door for the Dallas Cowboys, and away we go. So much so that Hugh Douglas is picking them to win tonight.
Yeah, I think they win tonight.
In Detroit. All right, can we hear from Peter Schrager, ESPN, talking about the Cowboys and what kind of team they are right now?
How many teams are scarier than the Cowboys right this second?
I think they're the scariest team in the NFC right now. Oh, I think that every team is looking at them and saying, please, let's keep them out of the final seven. We don't want to face them in the playoffs. And we were at this very table a few weeks ago when they made the moves. And I said the next 3 weeks are going to define Dak Prescott and define this season. They're 2-for-3. They got to finish the deal on Thursday. They really have a shot.
All right, let me ask you guys a question. If this goes wrong, Hugh, if what we're hoping for doesn't happen and the Eagles do not win the division, do you think it's going to be because the Cowboys just keep playing this way or the Eagles bottom out? Right? Like, so there's two ways this could go. If the Cowboys win out, you could say the Eagles collapse, but the Cowboys may just run past them in the race. You know what I mean? Like, they may just zoom past them. It doesn't mean the Eagles lost all these games, but the Cowboys may win all their games, right? What is more? Is that more likely, or if the Eagles blow this, it's because they collapsed?
It's because they collapsed.
Okay.
The Eagles are like, this is why I feel like, even though I feel that Cowboys are going to win, it doesn't matter because right now, as of today, now that might change Monday, but we are in control of our destiny.
That's true. As of right now,
four games. That's why, you know, it like, this is where I know a lot of people aren't going to understand what I'm saying, but it makes total sense to me, is that you have to win this game.
The Charger game.
The Charger game.
Starts with the Chargers.
Thank you, Joe. I know it sounds a real cliche-ish, but it's the truth.
It starts with the Chargers.
It starts with the Chargers. And if you get that game, now you got three. Then it's two, one, and so forth and so on. That's the reality.
So you're basically saying, like, if the Eagles take care of their business,
it doesn't matter what the Cowboys do. It does not matter what the Cowboys do. That's where we are. Now, this is where, you know, I was talking about look at the man in the mirror. Because nothing, as of today, regardless to what happens tonight, there's nothing the Cowboys can do to overtake the division unless you allow them to.
Of course, yeah.
That's a fact.
Now, the concerning part is, we would have said this 3 weeks ago, and the Eagles have begun that process, right? They've lost two in a row, including they've let the Cowboys back in.
And here's the thing, and this is why I believe in Eagles. You know, I believe in Eagles because of what they're telling me. Mm. I believe in them because of what they say. And they are in control of, like, they're in control of the narrative. They're in control of what happens Monday. They're in direct control of that. They've dug in and said, okay, Coach Petullo's he's the OC. You know, we're not changing anything. So you know what that means to me? You better tighten your ass up and get in that playbook and execute better. Because it's at this point, the offense is not going to change. So all y'all out there talking about, you know, the offense changing and they need to do that, that's not going to happen. I don't know how many people got to tell you that, but that's not going to happen. I've heard different pundits from all over the NFL realm tell you that that's virtually impossible to do at this point in the season. So the only thing that you can control is execution, making plays, not getting hooked, keeping outside contained, being on the same page as your receiver and running the right route or throwing the right pass. That's the only thing that's going to save this right now. Oh, yeah, and shout out to A.J. Brown for being the player of the week. That was pretty ironic.
Oh, was he the player of the week in the NFC?
Yeah, NFC player of the week or something like that. I said, why?
I guess he had a big game. It's
funny.
They scored 15 points.
It was the irony.
How do you get that for?
But no, the reality is this, people. And this is where Eagles fans have to come to grips. Nothing's going to change because it can't. We're too far into this.
But then why are the results going to be different?
Because we execute better.
Okay.
You know, like here's the difference between play calling and execution. You can know the play, but can you stop it? Like, we all knew last year that the Eagles were going to run the football. But last year, you couldn't stop the run for the most part.
Right.
Same thing with throwing the football and the same thing with running the football. And I know that people say, well, but Hugh, we've talked about how much this offensive line is trash all year long. Hey, well, get your blocks better. Put yourself in a better position to be successful with what you are running.
Figure it out, basically. Figure it out.
But no, Joe, you know, okay, let me put it in a way that most people – remember Tecmo Bowl, right?
Of course.
And when you played with the Raiders, who was getting the ball?
Bo.
Because you couldn't stop it.
Could not stop Bo Jackson.
So, because it was the execution. If you ran Bo to the corner in Tecmo Bowl, you knew if you got that corner, it was a wrap. He's off to the races. You could run back behind the line of scrimmage, run all the way around, and then steal because Bo was that fast. That's the same thing here. If you know that the Eagles only run a handful of plays, then the quarterback, and I'm not picking on him, I'm just saying the quarterback and the receivers and offensive linemen, they have to do their job well enough to execute those plays.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's where we are. They ain't about to start running crossing routes. They ain't about to start running digs and comebacks. And that's not what they do. They're gonna lock in and run what they run best. They're going to have their best plays, and the players need to execute it. And they need to all be on the same page. We can't have nobody on the sideline talking about, my bad. My bad, dog.
No more bads.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Nope. By the way, did you know that Ohio State has a running back right now named Bo Jackson?
Is that right?
I was watching them against Michigan on Saturday, and he was running the ball. He's like their starting tailback now. And I was like, I felt like I was in a time machine. Now he's clearly not the same Bo Jackson, but or even close to it. But it was kind of cool. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's talk through this. NFC East, are you still confident this division is over? I said a month ago this was a wrap. We raised the banner, and now I'm shaking a little bit. And should I take back the take, which I do not plan to do, but I will consider what you guys say. Aaron in San Diego, up on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
So it's Kevin Petrullo's fault. It's Nick Sirianni's fault. Mm-hmm. It's Jalen Hurts' fault. But for me, it lies in the responsibility lies in one person's hands, and that's one Joe Giglio.
I figured, yeah.
I told you to knock on wood because you are nothing but a jinx. Mm-hmm. Example number one is the Phillies a couple years ago where you locked in the division and the World Series.
Well, that's not no. I did not lock in a World Series. I locked in the division. They won that division. So okay.
So and then just a fun fact, mm-hmm, for all those bettors and all those parlay people out there, the Philadelphia Eagles, when Aaron in San Diego attends an away game in L.A., they are 3-0. The tickets were bought this morning. I had to take out a second mortgage, but me and two of my boys are going, and we're going to give the Chargers everything we got. We're going to cheer on our boys. Let's go, Birds. Hey, I got a question. I got a question for Hugh real quick.
You out of breath?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hugh?
Yes.
When you guys were in your run, right, and you guys would go to the NFC Championship, you lose, you go to the Super Bowl, you lose. How was it for you guys that next season? In terms of the regular season, did you guys have times where the season just drug on and it just seemed like, you know, a 1,000-pound weight was on your shoulders?
I can tell you more about the NFC Championship losses as opposed to going to the Super Bowl, because for me, that my time was winding down, so that was a little different. That was more me figuring out that I was mortal, you know. That as opposed to getting ready for another season. I didn't know how many more I had left at that point. So I remember the first time we went to the NFC Championship game, right? It was the Giants, I think it was. I think that was the first one. I just remember feeling like I want to see what's on the other side of this, right? So there was more resolve, I think, for everybody, because it was like we were close. And you're talking about a team that went from, what, 3-13 one year to what, I think it was 9-7, something like whatever the record was, Andy Reid's first year, to go into the playoffs, to go into an NFC Championship game. So now we saw tremendous growth, tremendous leaps and bounds growth over the last couple of years. So my resolve from that first year after the NFC Championship was I wanted to see what was on the other side. So I was focused on that. So it was not, you know, it wasn't a letdown, because I didn't – I still had something to shoot for, if that makes sense.
You know, well, you had talked about, you've talked about it a couple times throughout the year, and I know we want to point a finger because that's the way that, you know, that's the problem. This is the problem. You know, Kevin Bitullo, Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts.
You literally pointed the finger at me when you called in, as if it's my fault.
I know I did. Okay. I know. But I think what we have to look at is, you know, you talked about it. We had a long season last year, right? And imagine you getting to the pinnacle of the mountain, you know, and then having to start all over and do that climb again. At some point during that climb, you're going to falter. You're going to get tired. And I think that what we're seeing is a tired team. You know, the penalties, the lack of execution, the miscommunication, the lack of hustle.
Aaron, you know, I will say this to your point. This feels like a unique year in the NFL because there have been about a handful of teams that have been either in the Super Bowl or knocking on the door for the past 4 or 5 years, and they all seem to be a little bit down this year. And maybe there's a cumulative effect of multiple playoff games every year, year over year, and it's catching up. I'm talking about the Bills, the Chiefs, the Eagles, the Ravens, like those four specifically. Like typically we're just used to them winning 12 games, playing to the divisional round or further, and all of them this year look not as good as they used to. So maybe there's something to this.
Well, and that's why I have confidence that this team, you know, as we get closer to the playoffs, will find their way. And again, they're going to continue this wagon train to the ultimate goal, Super Bowl 60, Levi Stadium. Everybody out there, you got to believe. Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts has done it for us 2 of the last 3 years. We can do it. I will be out there on Monday. If you guys want to send me a 94WIP shirt, I can do some interviews for the pregame, you know, with the fan, the drunken fans and the tailgates. You know, whatever you guys want to do, just have Blue Jesus Larkin contact me.
You got it. I love that every time someone calls in and mentions Rod Lakin's name, Hugh, you notice it's
Blue Jeans.
Well, it just, he called him Larkin that time. Lakin, yeah. Larkin. It changes each time. Let's go. Before we go any further with the phone calls, Hugh, we have to tell everyone something we have coming up later in the show today. So, Hugh, do you know what today is the beginning of?
What?
My fault for asking.
Yes. Holiday stocking day. What are you talking about? I thought you were talking about something else.
Oh. Let's just play the sound.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
Well, I forgot about that one.
Yes!
He dragged
you. As you remembered, it is the beginning of Hugh's holiday stocking, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. All right. So here's what we're going to do today. When you hear that sounder, the one we just played, we're going to play it later on in the show. When you hear that sounder today, you call in. Just regular phone number, 215-592-9494. When you hear that sounder, you call in and you get a chance to play for Hugh's holiday stocking. The qualifying prize today, the Jack Daniel's prize pack with the rocks glasses, the umbrella, the golf tee pack, the playing cards, and a Weber grill brush courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. And if you win today, automatically entered for the grand prize. The Weber grill courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, the Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, the Jack Daniel's cornhole set. All thanks here to Gerhard's Appliances, where you can save up to 40% during their Home for the Holidays appliance sale. Shop local and save big before the holiday rush at Gerhard's Appliances. And thanks to Jack Daniel's, where you can find $3 off 1.75-liter bottles of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and $2 off 750-milliliter bottles of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirit stores. And remember to celebrate responsibly. All right, so when you hear the sounder later in the show, you call in and you have a chance to play. And Hugh's Holiday Stocking, of course, is a game where you have to figure out what is in Hugh's Holiday Stocking. So we will tell you about it coming up. And good luck to everyone. When you hear the sounder, you give us a phone call. All right, let's go to Matt in Germantown. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's the deal, Die Hard Jillio? Kyle, my favorite barber, Uncle Hubie.
What's up, Matt?
I got to make a quick disclaimer. Mr. Blue Jeans, please just leave Uncle Hubie alone. He's a little ivory. You know, he's like a war vet, you know, with a snaggle tooth. You know, certain times of year, he gets a little wily. You know what I'm saying? Just give my OG a little bit of grace. I want to make a quick point from yesterday.
A PSA to Blue Jeans.
Got one love, Mr. Blue Jeans. We appreciate you. Uncle Hubie's in a great place. We just want to keep facilitating that. Just a quick point from yesterday. I feel like right now, Hugh should know this, and maybe Joe too. I feel like the Eagles, we're like the game of a dead eye, the James Bond game, the 007 game.
Yeah. GoldenEye.
We're GoldenEye. And we the go. And then watch this. It's not on the gun. It's on who's behind the gun. Mm. Now, you can either be a rookie or you can be a vet. You see what I'm saying? And what I've noticed just from a trend that when we have vets behind the gun, we win. And when we don't got vets behind the gun, we look crazy. In terms of this division, like I told my favorite barber, I'm going to double down and just try to believe. I'm going to lie to myself. I'm going to do something with the ladies do. I'm going to believe the lie, right? Believe because him. We have a Walter Payton nominee on the line, even though he's playing not like a Walter Payton player. But listen, I'm going to believe the lie, all right? And hopefully it just comes true. You see what I'm saying? And Jordan Mailata said that he believes that we're different because we got the ring compared to not two, and we're going to put that work in. And kind of what old boy said from San Diego, there is some fatigue there. But I think this is put up or shut up time, because now if we're going to reevaluate everything, then coaching is definitely a part of it. And I've noticed personally that our losses came from short weeks. In those short weeks, to me, that's all coaching. That's all how you get your players together. That's preparation.
Yeah, Matt, it is an interesting parallel. They've lost four games, right? And both were in back-to-backs. And it was the exact same thing. They blew a big lead to Denver and then lost a short week to the Giants. They blew a big lead to Dallas, lost a short week to the Bears. It's like we've had the same thing twice. It's a weird dynamic to get to those four losses this year.
Yep. And that's where it comes to now. At what point in time is Nick Sirianni going to take his head out of his backside and maybe be a little more humble to change how he's operating? Because if you keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result, what's that, Hugh?
That's the sanity.
That's exactly right. Sanity. Darn right, yep.
Indeed. So I don't think people here in Philly are crazy. I think Nick Sirianni has a brain, or else he wouldn't have had this his record, and we wouldn't be in the position we're in. At this point in time, I honestly think, like Hugh's been saying, you got to listen. And I had to put my little young pride to the side. That's why I appreciate Uncle Huey. Everybody has to have their come to Jesus moment in STFU. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is about team now. Even if I don't like you, I don't like how you feel, I don't know, whatever the case may be, we all have a goal. We just achieved a goal. It's right in front of us to achieve the same goal. It's okay. Just put your pride to the side. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. And I'm pretty sure if that happens, we'll see a dramatic change that what everybody wants to see. Because I personally, when I played high school basketball years ago, I was on an extremely talented team my senior year. But we could have won it all. Like, Hugh, we went to states and everything. We're like two games away from going straight to Hershey. Mm-hmm. And the only difference between us going to Hershey and us going that far, it wasn't just how talented we was. It was how prideful most of the team was. Mm-hmm. Some people thought they were better than others, and that's what held us back ultimately. We had three D1 players on that team, and one of them right now that was playing on that team is actually playing in the league as we speak. Mm-hmm. So we have the talent, but it's about personalities and pride.
Always is, Matt. Good phone call, man. We appreciate it.
Good phone call, brother.
Very good phone call. As he brought up 007, James Bond.
Yeah.
Speaking of that,
Odd Job was a cheat code, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah.
Odd Job was a cheat code.
When I got in the car last night after we were at the Flyers game, I heard something shocking.
What's that?
So TK was hosting, and Buzz was producing. Now, that's not right.
MC Low T.
Not right.
That's my dog.
Yeah, Low T.
No, this was a Buzz take I heard yesterday.
Heartthrob Buzz.
Because Heartthrob Buzz last night said he'd never heard of Pierce Brosnan.
Seriously? Who the hell's that?
The actor.
You know what? Seriously, Kyle, are you playing?
No. You ever seen Mrs. Doubtfire? You've never seen Mrs. Doubtfire?
Nope.
Definitely ain't seen Remington Steele.
Well, James. All right. Maybe we're aging ourselves.
What did Rondé say about a couple months ago?
We're aging out.
Yeah. We are aging out.
I can't believe multiple people around here have no idea who Pierce Brosnan is.
This is what aging out feels like.
All right, one more poll today. Do you know who Pierce Brosnan is?
I don't even know how to spell it.
All right, I'll send it to you. 215-592-9494.
You know what's funny? Speaking of that, when we were doing the Players Lounge Monday, we were talking to the Players Lounge quarterback, mm-hmm. Tanner McKee. And we said, because he's from California, he's from out that way.
Does he know who Pierce Brosnan is?
No, but he didn't know who MC Hammer was.
Really?
And he looked at us with a straight face. And he was like, I don't know who that is.
We might be aging out. That might be it. All right, your phone call's coming up.
I kind of recognize him.
We are aging out,
We are aging out. We also want to get to something Seth Joyner said the other day, what he's noticing with this team, and Jason Kelsey's response to that this morning. All coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I think I got another read,
Sure
it's right
do.
Here.
Yes. Sure do.
Yep, great.
This holiday season. season. Warm up with the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's bold, vibrant blackberry flavor blended with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a touch of honey. It's the perfect pour for holiday parties, family gatherings, or a quiet night by the fire. Make your season merry with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Stop by your local fine wine and good spirit stores and pick you up a couple bottles to shake up your own festive Jack Daniel's Blackberry cocktail. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Celebrate this season responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.